Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello, from CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Friday, February 23rd.
Make no mistake, Putin is responsible for Alexei's death.
Today, President Joe Biden announced a new round of sanctions against Russia for Alexei Navalny's death and its war on Ukraine. The sanctions are aimed at more than 500 entities and 90 individuals, including three Russian prison officials, according to the State Department. The sanctions package is the largest the U.S. has imposed against Russia in one day since it invaded Ukraine 2 years ago. A Treasury official says the package doesn't target Russian President Vladimir Putin, as he's already sanctioned. And today's announcement is part of the administration's effort to limit the Kremlin's revenue streams and hamper Moscow's ability to get supplies for the war. During his speech to governors at the White House, Biden called on House Republicans to pass the bipartisan border bill, which includes funding for Ukraine.
Failure to support Ukraine in this critical moment will never be forgotten in history. It will be measured, and it will have impact for decades to come.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has unveiled his post-war plan for Gaza. It includes the, quote, complete demilitarization of Gaza, closing off the territory's southern border with Egypt, as well as overhauling Gaza's civil administration and education systems. Netanyahu presented the plan to Israeli lawmakers Thursday night, and CNN has obtained a copy of it. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he hasn't seen it, but says the U.S. opposes reducing Gaza's territory.
There are certain basic principles that we set out many months ago that we feel are very important when it comes to Gaza's future, including that it cannot be a platform for terrorism. There should be no Israeli reoccupation of Gaza. The size of Gaza's territory should not be reduced.
Blinken also said he was, quote, disappointed to hear reports that Israel would expand its settlements in the occupied West Bank, deeming it, quote, inconsistent with international law. The University of Georgia says police have identified a person of interest who is being questioned in relation to the death of a nursing student on its Athens campus. 22-year-old Laken Hope Riley was found dead near a lake on the campus Thursday afternoon after jogging by the woods. A coroner says her cause and manner of death will be determined once they examine her remains. Police say they suspect foul play was involved, but no information on a suspect or possible motive has been released. The school says classes have been canceled and will resume on Monday. Campus officials say Riley's body was discovered hours after another UGA student's sudden death the night before. An 11-year-old girl found dead in a Texas river died from, quote, homicidal violence including blunt force head trauma. That's according to records from the Harris County Medical Examiner's Office. Investigators say a family friend, Don Stephen McDougall, had agreed to take Audrey Cunningham to her school bus stop last Thursday, but she never made it on the bus. The fifth grader's disappearance led to a five-day search that ended when authorities found her remains in a river near her home in Livingston, Texas. McDougall was charged with capital murder for her death. CNN has been unable to identify McDougall's attorney. Casey Evans's kids went to school with Audrey and spoke to reporters during her vigil Wednesday, courtesy of CNN affiliate KHOU.
It's hard, especially when your baby comes home and says, "Mama, did they find her?" No. How do you tell them that they're not going to see their friend no more? How do you explain it to them what happened without going into details?
Next, job cuts at one media company. Hey, welcome back. Vice Media will stop publishing on its website and lay off several hundred staffers. The publisher is under new ownership, and its chief executive made the announcement in a staff-wide memo Thursday. He says rather than publishing its own content, Vice will pivot to a studio model and distribute work to other media companies. It comes after a rough few years for the startup that was once held up as the future of media and valued at billions of dollars. The company was bought out of bankruptcy by a private equity group and two other creditors last year for a mere $350 million. That's a wrap for now. We'll be back at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.